That was an unprecedented event, obviously, from our experience in Donegal. A lot's been said about the great response, and I'd just like to concur with that. The range of emergency services, including our own fire service, the HSE, the National Ambulance Service, the Gardaí, our colleagues from Northern Ireland, and indeed, last but certainly not least, the huge input from the local community and the generosity of spirit and courage that they showed, particularly in the early hours immediately following the event, and what they did and how they responded. Everybody did what they could, as best as they could, and in as dignified a manner as they could, given the challenges that we're presenting. We train for major emergency events and major incidents, but, you know, to be frank, what that does really, it allows you to develop the relationships with those guys and those organisations, and you know them personally, to allow you to have quick conversations and quick decisions on days like Friday and Saturday. The thing that you want to do is to tell a local community that they're not needed. They certainly were needed, and we wanted them to assist us, and that was integrated into it as best as we possibly could. And obviously with a mind to ensure that the safety of everyone involved, both civilians and responders, was being looked at as well, because it was a very, very challenging work environment, as everyone can see and know at this stage. And whilst we were really anxious to rescue and recover as quickly as possible, we were also minded that we wanted to do that without putting anyone in any unnecessary harm's way. And the instability of the building as we worked through it was obviously a challenge, and we brought in some specialist advice to assist us in relation to that with one of the council structural engineers.